This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Spring coming right along. Oh, about a nice way to ask her for a song. So I asked the mountain if she might want to move me. She said, tell the rivers to wake up the lake. See, rivers take it from sky into home base. And yellow belly hawks know how to kill taste. Singing for the spring is like kissing pretty things. And changes like fire, changes like wings. Birch bark and maple and seas of black hair. Sing, raven, sing, show, Shona, fill the air.
Bye. That's Crystal Shawanda with Church House Blues, and before that, Digging Roots and Blue Moon Marquee. Each of these artists are Juno Award-winning artists. They are all Indigenous, and I just wanted to focus on a little bit of Indigenous blues and soul right there in this pocket of the show. And to conclude with that theme, here is my good friend Kaylee Cardinal, another Juno Award-winning Indigenous artist, and the song Just Let Me Lie to You, right here on the Jukebox.
I don't wanna hurt you. I don't wanna make you sad. Don't you wanna let me save you from all that, all that? And just let me. I'm lying in your arms, holding secrets I can't share. Would you believe me if I said I'm quiet 'cause I care, oh I care. And just let me.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hey folks, this is Leela Gilday coming to you from Yellowknives Dene Treaty 8 territory, and my music is playing on Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Masicho.
there's a rolling thunder in the sky coming on, drawing nigh. You can feel it crackle at the base of your spine. Hear them ring or cry. It's the sound of the people.
I've got some more indigenous blues, folk, soul, roots music for you. That is Lila Gilday and Rolling Thunder. She won the Juno Award that year for that record. And she beat me, actually. I'm very happy she did. She's beautiful, and she's been through a little bit of a time lately. And I won't get into that because she has her own platform to share what's going on in her life. And if you go look her up, maybe send her some love. I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from the Pappy Johns. This was a release from 2008 called Janine. And this is Murray Porter and Dan Prowlis and Oren Dockstader. And they first came together on the Bar Road Band back in 2003. So check that out. That's coming up. Willie Dunn, How Long Blues from the East Coast. Willie has finally been getting the recognition that he deserves. He is an incredible writer. I certainly think he should have been in there with the likes of Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and Gordon Lightfoot. But systematic racism did not allow that to happen. So very happy to be able to share his music on the show and know that people are finally getting it. So that's coming up. But before that, let's listen to something from Martha Redbone. Martha Redbone released this in 2006. She's known for blending hip-hop, funk, soul, R&B, and elements of neo-soul and swing into her music. This is a great tune. I hope you dig it. Right here on the jukebox, check out Future Street.
Again, there This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Old September pretty mama, had long hair long. Baby, not so lonely, baby, since you've been gone. You're the sweetest woman in this world to me. I can't forget the time when I held your woman. You used to call me honey, oh sweet daddy. Now won't you tell my mama I love her long. Got my honey, oh sweet daddy. But won't you tell my mama how long, how long? But won't you tell my mama how long, how long?
Give you all.
Hi, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. To help them celebrate, we start a year-long series featuring artists, their music, and guitars on the Jukebox with some cool Yamaha guitar stories. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the Jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Electricity prices are rising across the country, but a group of organic farmers near Pittsburgh is less affected by these rising costs thanks to rooftop solar panels.
When you're creating that energy yourself, you have stability, and that's kind of what farmers like, is stability.
Nathan Holmes owns the grocery distribution company Three Rivers Grown, and he also helps manage Clarion River Organics, a cooperative of Amish farmers that supplies produce to stores in Pittsburgh and beyond. He says the warehouse where the co-op stores its crops has three walk-in coolers, which use a lot of energy.
Especially when it's 97 degrees outside and you're trying to keep produce at 34.
The warehouse was built with a south-facing roof, so solar panels could be added one day. But the group could not afford the upfront costs until a few years ago, when Three Rivers Grown received a $20,000 grant from the federal government's Rural Energy for America program. That enabled them to finally invest in clean energy. Today, the solar panels have made their operation more climate-friendly and are saving them money on electricity.
For farmers to have cheap, secure electricity long-term is a good thing.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Hey, folks. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm taking a break this week, so I've picked one of my favorite shows to rebroadcast. I hope that you enjoy.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.